Okay, we did have some packets out front of the previous public hearing that we had back on February the 27th. Is there any concerns or questions about these minutes before we sign those into the record? Hearing none, we'll sign those to be approved. And then we had our regular scheduled meeting also on February the 27th following that public hearing. We had the minutes from that meeting. Any corrections or concerns with those minutes? Hearing none, we'll sign those into the record. Okay, now to the good stuff, our proclamations. We have a proclamation here tonight about our Census Pledge Week in Walker County. By the Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, a proclamation Census Pledge Week, whereas the census is the constitutional mandated headcount of every man and woman and child living in the United States, and whereas only 76% of Walker County residents self-reported during the 2010 census, resulting in an uncount, which negatively impacts federal funding for programs in our community over the past decade. And whereas census data determines funding for programs that feed children, support schools, train workers, and makes improvements to emergency services, healthcare, transportation, and 300 plus other programs. And whereas $2,300 flows into our community each year for every person counted in the Walker County during the census. And whereas this spring, Walker County residents have the opportunity to help shape the future by responding to the census online, by mail, or by phone. And whereas Walker County Complete Count Committee has been working to raise awareness about the importance of self-reporting during the census by creating a Face of Walker County poster campaign, PSA contest in the schools, Census Egg Hunt in Rossville, among numerous other outreach efforts. Therefore, I, Shannon K. Whitfield, Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, do hereby proclaim March the 23rd through May the 29th, March 23rd through March 29th is Census Pledge Week in Walker County. All residents are strongly encouraged to respond to the census and let their friends and family and neighbors know that we are proud to make Walker count by posting on social media with hashtag Make Walker Count and use a custom I Make Walker Count Facebook photo frame for picture photos. Sign and seal the 12th day of March, the year 2020. I'll sign this proclamation. And our clerk will also attest this. I know we've got some of our folks here from our count committee. If you're here part of the Walker County Census Count Committee, we get you to stand up, be recognized. And does any of y'all have anything y'all want to add or say? We'll come up here and get a photo as well.
I did receive mine in the mail today.
You did?
I know, it's just showing.
So any of y'all have anything you want to say or add?
Just please know it's only 9 questions. It's really easy to do, and we really need everybody to do it. If you know anybody that doesn't want to do it because they're afraid for any reason, this is not going to count against them. We don't ask any questions that would be dangerous to how many people live in the house, any of that. So please, please encourage everyone to do it.
And if you don't have internet access, you can come to any of the public libraries in Walker County and take it there. We'll help you get started.
Very good. Y'all come over this way.
Sure.
Okay, this one's always exciting every year, and I know we've got several people here today for our Down Syndrome Day. So by the Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, a proclamation for Down Syndrome Day, whereas March 21st has been selected as a day to signify the uniqueness of the triplication of the 21st chromosome, which results and an individual having Down syndrome, and whereas each year, one in every 691 children are born with Down syndrome in the United States, representing approximately 6,000 births nationwide and 90 to 100 births in Georgia. And whereas life expectancy for people with Down syndrome has increased dramatically in recent decades from 25 in 1983 to 60 today. And whereas people with Down syndrome possess a high range of abilities and attend school, work, participate in decisions that affect them in meaningful relationships, vote, take part in recreational opportunities, and contribute to society in many wonderful ways. And whereas Down Syndrome Days, many groups and individuals will work to educate the public about Down syndromes and promote the potential and contribution of those with this condition. Therefore, I, Shannon K. Whitfield, Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, do hereby designate March the 21st, 2020, as Down Syndrome Day in Walker County. Residents are encouraged to wear brightly colored socks and share pictures of those socks in social media with the hashtag #LotsOfSocks, joining a global effort to get the world talking about Down syndrome. Signed and sealed the 12th day of March in the year 2020. All right, so we'll sign this. And we've got a couple of extra copies, but if anyone else wanted to get additional copies, you can see Becky and she'll coordinate that with you. So who all is here for the proclamation signing? We've got a big group here. All right. Y'all come on up here. Come on up here, Silas. You guys come on up. Okay, we're going to get back to business here. We now have another proclamation tonight that we do every year by the Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, a proclamation, Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month. Whereas multiple myeloma is the second most common blood cancer in the world, is a cancer of plasma cells in the bone marrow and can occur in multiple areas inside the body. And whereas multiple myeloma currently affects more than 100,000 people in the United States, with an estimated 30,330 new cases diagnosed and 12,650 deaths from this disease in 2016, according to the National Cancer Institution. Whereas multiple myeloma is increasingly being identified in 30, 40, and 50-year-olds as the disease is more frequently diagnosed, and is also nearly twice as likely to occur among African Americans. And whereas the cause of multiple myeloma is not known, continued investment and innovations are necessary to determine safe and effective treatment options, including new drugs and therapies now in the research phase. And whereas great awareness of this disease among clinics and the general public will lead to early diagnosis, improving outcomes, and bringing comfort to the patients and their families. Therefore, I, Shannon K. Whitfield, Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, do hereby designate March as the Multiple Myeloma Action Month in Walker County to encourage all residents to participate in activities to support myeloma education and the funding and research programs to find a cure. Signed and sealed the 12th day of March, the year 2020. So I will sign this proclamation. And Miss Becky will do this as well. We have some extra copies, and we have a couple of special guests here tonight. And Sheriff Steve Wilson is with us, and he is a survivor as well.
As well as Linda, Linda Hugolet.
Miss Linda, so I think this is probably,
the fourth time
we've done this. So would y'all like to speak about this a little bit?
I'll let Linda, is our Chattanooga area.
I lead the networking or support group for local patients in the Chattanooga Metro North Georgia area, and we meet the second Thursday typically of each month, but we did cancel our meeting this month because of the coronavirus, and we meet inside the hospital, so we didn't want to put our patients at risk. People with multiple myeloma typically do have compromised immune systems because of many of the medications we take do lower our white blood count, so we try to be very cautious. But being diagnosed earlier with multiple myeloma definitely does help improve outcomes. It's not a curable cancer at this point, but it is very treatable. Sheriff Wilson and I both have been, 10 years?
10 years.
With multiple myeloma, which used to be unheard of.
Yeah.
but it's becoming more and more common, and thanks to the great research that goes on. So we appreciate this recognition and look forward to it.
Well, it's great
hopefully,
for y'all to be here.
Hopefully put the word out there and the awareness out there. And we are thankful that the county recognizes it.
Absolutely. Yes. Happy to do so every year, and it's great that, that we do this together. It's great to see that y'all are continuing to make great progress and doing very well.
Yes. And Linda travels to California and different areas where the ASH conferences are, and she brings back a lot of information to the Chattanooga area to educate survivors and family members who have multiple myeloma.
Yeah, amazing amount of research that goes on for a disease that really, you know, affects about 100,000 people in the United States, but there is obviously research done worldwide on it, and there's already been one new drug approved in 2020.
Oh, great.
We're looking forward to one other one, probably at least in 2020.
Great.
So
fantastic.
Lots of progress.
Good. Well, they'll slide over here, and we'll get a photo of y'all together.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is a resolution. This is resolution R-008-20, a resolution of the Soil Commission of Walker County to award a road paving contract for projects for 2020-1, whereas OCGA 324-68 provides that where a contract has been let for bid, that the county by resolution enter into the minutes shall award the contract to the lowest reliable bidder, provided that the county shall have the right to reject any and all such bids. And whereas Walker County, Georgia let the bid of road paving projects for Walker County Local Maintenance Asphalt Resurfacing Project 2020-1, and whereas the projects involve 36 miles of patching, asphalt overlay with tack coat, leveling, striping along Hogjaw Road, East Emerchie Road, Chattanooga Valley Road, Old Bethel Road, Happy Valley Road, and Dry Valley Road to James Street and Long Hollow Road as a second phase of Ringo Road. And whereas among the bidders who fully complied with the requirements for bidding, Tally Construction presented the lowest unit price bid. Therefore, be it resolved by the Soil Commissioner of Walker County, Georgia, that the contract for paving project 2020-1 is hereby awarded to Tally Construction, so resolved and adopted the 12th day of, it should be March of 2020. So we're going to make that one correction and make that March. So we'll sign this resolution into the record. And then our clerk will attest. We were very happy that we received four bids on this, and we actually had our bid opening a couple of, been less than 2 weeks ago now, and three of the bidders were present at that time as we opened those sealed bids, and a copy of the Tally Construction packet is in the packet here today, and we actually got a lower cost than what we had from even last year, and so we were very pleased with that and happy to get 36 miles of road paved in Walker County. Okay, last official item on our agenda is our statistic report that we produce every month. The intake of our animal shelter was 103 dogs and 49 cats. We were able to, on our outtake of 97 dogs and 41 cats. Just highlight some of the other things here. The fire department answered 434 calls in the month. That was responded by 600 emergency response vehicles. They continued to put out smoke alarms. There was 49 smoke alarms that was installed in Walker County, get us to 102 for the year. Our roadside litter was over 14,220 pounds. Mountain Cove Farm was up quite a bit over the prior year with 61 nights stayed in February. New single family home construction, we're seeing more construction activity early in the year with 8 new single family home permits pulled in February. And we added 121 new followers to Facebook, and we had 52 new subscribers to our newsletter, and patched 466 potholes and 2,029 transit trips. So those were the highlights from that report, and that's also available in the packet and also online, and all of the other prior months are online as well.
So one thing I'd like to mention, I just want to give a brief report on the Silent No Longer, our meeting, the celebration, the culmination of the celebration week for the Second Amendment protection. And I see that James Waycasey is out there. I don't know if you want to say anything, but and Mr. Hambrick couldn't be there. So James led that effort, and it was very windy and very, very cold out there. And a lot of people showed up anyway and braved that. And again, thank you guys for your leadership to keep awareness at the very top of the chart for this most important right. And thank you. I don't know, do you want to say anything, or are you good? All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good point. Appreciate that. Well, that will officially end our regular scheduled meeting. At this time, as always, we will open up the floor and ask you to come to the podium if you have any items of business that you would like to address at this time in this public meeting. We just ask you that you limit your comments to 5 minutes and keep your comments focused to things about Walker County. We can't fix all the national problems, so we'll keep it focused to Walker County. So is anyone that would like to come forward at this time? All right. Anyone else have anything else to add? Okay, well, great. Appreciate everyone coming out, and we'll see y'all back here Thursday in 2 weeks. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you for coming.